Which means that you're not supposed to be Samech on a Nes. Hashem says certain things that we have to do. Kamavan doesn't mean that we rely on those things. For example, you have to go to a doctor. So, Kozalova says that if you have a medical issue, you go to a doctor, you take medicine, but you don't rely on the medicine the doctor is going to cure. You rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu. The medicine, the doctor, Shluchim al Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a beautiful pshat in the tefillah we say every day, Refeinu Hashem v'nei Refei. So, I have a siddur, Magid Tzedek, the Talmud from the Goyim. He says, there's a medrash that says that there's two ways Hashem brings a refuah. One is directly from Hashem, and another one is through a shliach, a malach, whatever. And the difference between the two is, if it's from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a final refuah. If it's not from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then it can come back. So that's the nusach tefillah. Refeinu Hashem v'nei Refei. I'm turning to you, Hashem, for the refuah. I want it directly from you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah. I'll tell you a story. Which I had meant to say open shul, but I didn't, so for a small intimate group over here. I spoke last night about this, Rav Stefanski. So there's another Meister Neuwe. He never, the last few weeks of his life, he had cancer, and one of these very whatever you call it ones, aggressive versions of it, and he found out that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on the Erev Pesach, and it was the Erev Pesach on Friday, the doctors told him he was starting to lose conscience already. It was hard for him to breathe and it was very weak. The doctor said, the game is over. He had tefillin with him. They said, take it home. Chaval to leave him with. Anyway, sometime in the noontime in the afternoon, he suddenly woke up. He asked for his tefillin. And it was a matter of being with him for Pesach and after. So two of his sons stayed with him over Shabbos. He said, he got back to himself with the Leila Seder. He ate the kazesin. This guy was supposed to be dead. And they were up to 5 in the morning, saying the Rishpayed and singing and everything else. And Cholomoy, they sent him home. We know the end of the story, but the Lamaisa, he was home for Shvi'i Shul Pesach. It came time for Suda Shlishis. They told him that maybe he wants to eat something. He said, it's too weak. So Suda Shlishis. Okay, so eight. And also they had a long Suda Shlishis, it's Miras, Mila Tachan. Yeah. I call upon him, a person who goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon was that he was Nifter a week later. But Chaptarayim, the person who was important to him, Kai Mitzvah Hashem gave him that last opportunity. His brother said that when he went to the hospital in the beginning of the week, he was so weak, he was supposed to go to Hadassah, and the ambulance said, I'm not taking him to Hadassah, he's not going to make it. They took him to Shai Tzedek. But when he got there, the whole family came in there, and he said that he's giving everybody brokers, and as calm as usual, like nothing happened. That's something to be shoyed for. That Shai said, if you're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, I'm going to be with him afterwards. This is what he wants to happen. I'm going along with him. Yeah. So the shtavus, the first mahalach is the mahalach of the Torah Sivavim. So we have all different things. He talks about the parnosa, sechius, the involved parnosa. That's what Hashem wants person to do it. That's one mahalach. And the Ramban says, "Lahashlech al Hashem levad Yehovah galis shum ziva." There's certain places that the Ramban writes that. It's a whole big pikuach of what he really meant. But he brings the Ramban in the Chukosa. He says, "Ki b'yoyis Yisrael shleimim v'hem rabim v'isnagim yonim b'teva klal." Klal Yisrael are shleimim the way we should be. We're totally not connected with the natural means. Obviously, it doesn't mean you don't eat. Otherwise, yeah, for sure you have to eat. Yeah, but loy begufim loy be'altim loy beklolim loy be'yochemem. If we'd be on that perfect level of Avodas Hashem, no machlas, we have everything we need. Actually, like it says, וכן היה צדיק עם ריצה בזמן הנבואה. אם יקרה אופן שייך לו. אם כי יקרה אופן שייך לו. In the time that there was nevuah, so first of all, he throws in a word over here, which is a big room for discussion. He's saying it's only in the time there was nevuah. But there was, when there was an oven that they did that caused them to get sick, they also wouldn't go to the Roshim, El to the Nevi'im. Like Chizkiyahu, he was deathly ill, and he went, he was supposed to go to the Navi. Hashem put the two together. See, Yeshayahu Navi. Gam b'choyu l'dorsh that as Hashem kim b'Roshim, there was a taina that he went to the Roshim. He's saying that a person had the opportunity of going to the Navi, he went to the Roshim, that was improper behavior. So he's talking about if we were in that situation that we're worthy of the bracha on Berach Zlachma from Yimecha, it's Matan Yikibecha, then Echalami, it's improper to go to a doctor. Yeah, so that's what he says. That the people that are Oisei Ratzon Hashem, then in Echalami, they don't need to do this type of ishtalos, even to go to the doctors. So, it's a chiddush that he's saying this is machlekes, because the chiddush, to learn it's not as machlekes, depends on the madrega of the person. If the person is met on a very high madrega, then the chanami, the manager of that, just reading a maisa today, there's certain hakodas that's us to read in Leila Seder, but it's good to read some other time of the year. A lot of good stories, but nothing to do with hakodas. So I put those aside for after Pesach. So, yeah. My wife said, you're not going to be able to use it next year. So it's a nice little cousin, he's Shabbat. It was also Ish Pele, it was so dubbed by Kodesh Boku. That somebody came in, and the doctors in Yerushalayim said that he needs some complicated brain surgery. The cousin Ish said, no, he shouldn't do the brain surgery, he should go to Chutz Lartz. But he said, in Chutz Lartz also he doesn't want to do the brain surgery. Anyway, they went to New York. It's a long maisa, but the end of the maisa was that the mumch over there said he also needs brain surgery. But they said that, you know, the chazan ish said not brain surgery. So they said there's really one person, a neurologist, and I forgot which city in Michigan, I don't remember what. He's the number one in the field. But it's a long waiting line. So the first doctor, they put a lot of pressure, then he should put pressure on the other guy. So they got the text here. Like a few days later, they got into this doctor, and he looked over him, and he said, he doesn't need surgery. And 2 days later, the second doctor died. Okay, it's a nice Rebbe Shemaisi. But why am I saying it over? It's not going to get anything. And it's interesting because the Chazon Ish was very much, the whole Sefer of Munu B'Tof, and a big part of it was to erase what he held was a mistake. But people say that B'Tofen means you always have to be talking that things will work out the way you want them to work out, what you consider is good. He said, that's not bitochen. Bitochen means that under all circumstances, you feel that it's 50-50. If Hashem wants it to go this way, go this way, wants to go the other way. So even though it looks like it's kimad impossible, that as long as it is even 1% possible, by us it's possible 50-50. Because it's all, what Hashem wants, that's what will be. It's not no gear to the percentage the doctors are giving. But right, if there is a percentage, then we'll get past it. So who says I'm inside those? So, he wasn't into that, but he had to say Abba Shemaya. He was a person that it's hard to believe because in his younger years he was totally disconnected from everybody. He was just learning Yom HaVayla day and night, tremendous Amal HaTorah, till Imamish. He was a weak person. But somebody, Mordechai Shulman told his Talmid, and he was with him for a period of time. He said, this is like a Dover Shriach. He would be learning, pacing back and forth, and suddenly fall on the floor. So the first time it happened, this other person wanted to call the ambulance. The chazan ish is on the floor, said, don't worry, everything's all right. Just, you know, overdid a little bit. That's what he went through life. So, you know, you think a person like that has such a tremendous mass, but you don't have time for people. Became Tetzis Rohn, became more well known. was nice, a big chunk of his day, he didn't let them lock the door. So whenever someone wanted to come in, and the last days of his life, he had a line of people there, and he was so weak, and he got a heart attack, or some heart condition, he lost conscious, and then he gave him some pill, he got back to himself, and he said, "Where's everybody?" They said, "Rebbe, you know." He said, no, these people are waiting in line, and they have so much tzoras, and they can feel good. Bring them back. Yeah. And the funniest thing is, if you see any picture of the Chazon Ish, it was very, very serious. I can't remember what a very serious person, but the guy used to live in the neighborhood. For 2 years he lived by the Chazon Ish. He was 9 years old. So, what was the story? He was a nephew of the Chazon Ish, and he lived in Petah Tikva. When the Moroccans came to Israel, so Chazon Ish did anything he can to get them into full yeshivas. And not everybody wanted to. The same problems they have today, they had already done. So the Maisa, he got them into the yeshiva that his nephew was learning in. Now, his nephew came from a very close family, Tzadikim. And these Moroccans are from simple families, a lot of them behave different, talk different. So Chazon Ish's brother-in-law told him, "What do you want? We can't take these guys into the cheder, whatever it was." It was the cheder. He must be in my son. Chazon Ish said, "What do you mean? You can't not take them in. It's a kruach nefesh." So the father asked, "No, so what should I do?" Chazon Ish said, "Bring them to me. I'll sleep on them. We'll put them in a cheder in the neighborhood." So it was 2 years back. He said, "Adi Yomai," he was sad that he didn't realize what he did. But he said that the standard facial expression of the Chazon Ish was a smile. He said most of the pictures were taken when he was by Sandik or something like that. Was on the street thinking, learning or something, but he was with people. He was always with a pleasant go put it. So, yeah. So this is the Ramban. Yeah. Says this thing that a person on a high level of Bitochon Hashem, he doesn't have to go to doctors. Come about the other phase of Bitochon is honesty. The person really is Bogdei Hashem, not just he says it. So, like I have a guy that comes on Friday, he doesn't have any money, he spends a tremendous amount of money in food with Shabbos. But he says, "Yes, we talk on Hashem, but it's all Shabbos, don't come to Cheshbon." And then somebody spills something on the table on Shabbos and he gets all upset and angry. What happened to you? We talk on Hashem. Call Menashemayim. He calls him Menashemayim. Ella, what? When it comes to have extra food, you become a Babi Tochen. The real Babi Tochen is through and through. Yeah, come around, the levels of it. The Ramban calls it the Tfilas Parsha Vayishlach. The Parsha Vayishlach, which is the meeting between Yaakov and Esav, was written that Hashem saved Yaakov from Esav. And he made the famous three things. He made the Torah, the Tefillah, and the Chama. So what's going on over here? Before, Ramban said that the Tzaddik doesn't have to be involved in any type of physical status, just straight to Hashem. Yaakov Vina, the Emach HaTzaddik, Odom Limele. Because Yaakov Vina is Svar Milovan. So he also made a whole thing with him. These type of tefillah will be mine, the other ones will be yours. Yeah, he used the maklis, which is also Patrick Stavis, and he just said, "Hashem will make it work out." He made a malach. Yeah. Yeah, so it says, when Lovin switched the thing with him many times, so the malach came to him in Chaloyim and he said, "Sono inechul re'ei, kol ha-studim ha-ulem ha-latsoi, na-kudim, na-kudim, na-rudim, kirises, kol ha-shem Lovin ha-isa l'cho." That the Malach said, "I'm taking care of you." The Ramban of the day writes, "Ze hoyo acher shehichlo v'smaskuto, v'chen omer ki reizikol shalom lom lo yisulacho, heri lom v'chaloyim, ki yalu al atzoy natudim v'kul makudim, v'achi kein ha'yakul makudim, v'shuv v'kul brudim, v'hikid ki hu royo ha'chom eshosu v'lovin." The Malach sees all the dishonesty that Lovin was doing to him. So So he said he started off with the Shabbos. Then we got this Chalom, the Malach is taking care of him, and then he said, no money for Shabbos. So basically we see from here, when there was Havtocha from Hashem, I'm taking care of you, so he stopped. But till there was Havtocha, he didn't rely that automatically Hashem will take care of him. So he says also that the Ramban we read before, he points out, when it just doesn't say Machetu Roishim Beis Oisei Ratzon Hashem. What do you need Roishim if you Oisei Ratzon Hashem? He says Shehivtiach Beperches Lachman Meinechem Asirosim Afnu Kebecha. Over here, talking about the period that prophet from Hakadosh Baruch Hu was intact. So basically, that's what it is. In the case where it's Havtocha from Hashem, then Avada, there's no need for Shtadlus. There's no Havtocha, the Ramban is also Moedah. That we have to, Hashem wants us to do certain things to protect ourselves. But in Melchom, it says also, Mi Yo'ish HaYoreh V'Rach HaLevo. So he says, Rav Kiva holds in Min Kepshuta. There's one Pshat means that he's afraid of his Averis. If you want to know the page, I'm Tov Kuf Tzad V'Tes. Yeah. The Kohen starts off the Melchoma giving a whole drasha of Bitochen. That Hashem is with us, you don't have to worry. If a person is still worried, then that's already a problem. But Lachatchila and Lachanami, as a Tochen should have Tochen Hashem, the Kim Shein of the Tech, who is the Lachan Lachan And then all the Lamdim say, the Avada, everybody agrees, even the Rabban agrees, that a person has to involve himself in the normal type of shtalas, if he's panosa, panosa, he needs to eat, he needs a refuah to go to the roif. Mokim avtocha, then the chanami, one should be b'teach. Yes, what's the chiddush of the chelv of us, according to this? She'odem mitzuvah li'shtal mezah himself, v'shar yonuf alamah b'tchoyim v'shem yisroch, v'yachad v'shtal dusah. He says the old difference between the Ramban and the Chagos HaTovos is that the point of HaTovos is the mitzvah. Hashem wants a person to be involved and he needs a panosim. And the Ramban, it's not a mitzvah. It's the right thing to do, but not a mitzvah. Okay, that's what he says. The truth is, the Vilna Gaon says, the whole question, it says, the Kisa V'Yom V'Laila. You're supposed to be learned whole day and whole night. So what's the head there to go to work? So when we're going at the end of the page, it says, oh, you think we missed the Potom and the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah there. And if you need Panos, it's the Mitzvah. You missed the Potom and the Mitzvah. Yeah, the Yechid is it. But Gant Shesh of Tochem of Horeshes, Ein Zim Edzvorim HaKal Zvorech Vashem Duli Kol Hishtabes. Even if you have Tochem from Hashem, it's not the easiest thing. Vokim Shesh Shechech Vokim Hishtabes Lifam Bechol Adzochem Ativim Velo Yisrech HaZek Klal. The important thing here is not to get confused. You have all these books about shtavas versus bitochen. The statement is a mistake. Bitochen is not a counter, something other than shtavas. It sounds like shtavas is what I do, and bitochen is what I put in Hashem's hand. It's not true. Shtavas is a form of bitochen. Bitochen means to rely on Hashem in the proper fashion. How to rely in the proper fashion? To do the things that He wants me to do, which involves a certain amount of my interaction. And the mind to action is not doing anything. It's doing zero. It's just Hashem wants me to do it, so like any other mitzvah. I can take a lulav in there. And this is a lulav I have to take now. Yeah. It's all from Hashem. That's a famous story they say about it. The guy who married off his last child. And he said, I want to share something with everybody. That everybody says that Hashem helped me so much with marrying off my 10 kids. I want to tell you one thing. Hashem didn't help me at all. He did everything. He helped me. I did it and He helped me along.
So I can understand this as Hashem. This is Hashem, in a sense, only makes sense to me, Rob said, you have status to do, but you're not doing anything. So it's really not better as Hashem. It's all Hashem. But yet you have to do something. Yeah. So that's something.
Yeah, we mean, yeah.
That's something.
We mean, is there. From Hashem. Yeah. 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 The way you test yourself is when something works out, so do you first thank yourself and then Hashem also for the help, or you go straight to Hashem? There's another Maisa from the Chazon Ish. This Rosh Hashiva used to say over. Because one of the tzaddik from Yerushalayim came to visit him. Maybe you heard from me before, but anyway. And in the course of the conversation, Chazon Ish said, you should know a person doesn't become a happy person in one shot. It doesn't happen right away. Okay. He went back to Yerushalayim. And he told his friends, this is what the Chazon Ish told him. They said, he asked the Chazon Ish what he meant. Why is he telling you this? So I said, no, I didn't feel comfortable. I said, please go back and clarify what he meant. Anyway, eventually went back. Chazon Ish said like this. So you have to do a transaction. Let's make a simple thing. You want to buy a suit. So you know there's a few stores that are selling suits, and you think to yourself, which is the right store to go? And you pick store A. You go into the store and you look around. Within a few minutes, you find the suit fits perfectly by color and everything. What's your natural reaction? Oh, I made a good decision to go to the store. He said, so what did you do really? You pushed that Kodesh Bohem out of the picture. The right way to do it is before you even start, think about the different stores. That Kodesh Bohem, like Eliezer Eved Avraham said, Kodesh Bohem should be Matzliach Darkei, Hashem Seyam Nishmai. And then we get the suit, thank Hashem. And if you don't get the suit, also say, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, understand this is for my benefit that I shouldn't get it right away. The person gets himself as well, goes to live through his life, such a passion, then the Bitachon becomes a real thing. If you're constantly pushing Hashem out of the picture, so you don't know where you're going to end up. There's a tzaddik in Yerushalayim named Nofet Seinfeld. Some guy told me, this guy was standing in the street corner in Gula, and somebody started shuffling away. People didn't know what it was. Somebody asked him, what's your kavanah? What's happening? He said, he's a bath across the street, and he's mitzvah nishma and nafshei seichel. So he's having a kavanah before. He's smart enough to have a kavanah before he crossed the street down the middle. Truth is, I had an aunt. She was in her 90s, and a very simple background. She because you know how to read Hebrew, from Hungary originally. She used to tell me that when I leave my house to go to the makolet, I say a short tefillah to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that I shouldn't trip or anything on the way. She make it better. It used to be much more natural. We're living in such a technical world nowadays that so this whole Quran, the whole world doesn't know how to handle it. It's so different than the way we do things nowadays. But that's the right thing. We have to be right established, but realize it's all Hashem's hand. Anyway, that's what we're saying today. So, about it, when there's something for me to do, Hashem wants me to be involved in the physical things. But realize that that's not in the hands of Hashem. Mm-hmm. And that's the makom of tefillah. Tefillah should always be the central form of ishtalos that we're involved in. Together with that, we do what we have to do. So he says, Odom ha-machnes ha-bitochon le-toch ishtalosot. It's not to have an ishtalos and ha-bitochon, two separate things. The shtadlis is my form of bitochin. Yeah. Okay. If we do it that way, then it protects us from the when I went into, I have to do a business deal, and as I'm going into it, I'm saying, I'm going with you, please bring the Yadish. If it works out, then if I really meant it when I said in the beginning, then it's not just a deal with Hashem. It's the matter. I know he's in charge, and if it succeeds, then right away thank Hashem. If it doesn't, I also thank Hashem. She'll be safe with a beautiful life. Shavua Tov.
Things of our place.